Customers on the unlimited internet packages with Shaw are being contacted to notify them they now have a 5 GB per month allowance on the public Wi-Fi hotspots. In an interview with Shaw Falkland Islands chief executive, Roma Stewart, in August, she had this to say following criticism there was no incentive to sign up for an unlimited package which didn't allow access to the Wi-Fi hotspots.
So the reason for not offering it onto the unlimited was to ensure that the system wasn't abused. If you can imagine, if you have a customer paying for one unlimited package, and this was shared out among, I don't know, 5 members of the family, their best friends, their passwords, using it, you then cause a degradation of service for other paying users as well. So it was to protect that. So at the moment, all current packages, before we launch the new ones, you can access from the Wi-Fi hotspots. But for the unlimited, if that was abused, it would affect other users as well. And it would be very difficult to be able to monitor that usage like that.
In the interview, it was suggested to Mrs. Stewart to allow customers on the unlimited package a small allowance which can be used on the Wi-Fi hotspots. To which she said,
technically, that might be a bit difficult because they would still be using their current login, I would assume. It would be something we'd have to think about that. I can see it being an issue with they would still be using the same logins. How do you monitor that? How do you know when they're on a Wi-Fi hotspot and not currently where they is when you consider you have how many customers? You know, you've got, 3,000 people here? It could be difficult to monitor, but it could be something we looked at.
Mrs. Stewart has confirmed to us the change in policy is possible by giving all unlimited users secondary login details for Wi-Fi hotspots. When asked if 5 GB is sufficient data, she said customers can purchase data boosters on their secondary accounts.